Hey, let me be the first to welcome you back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. How's your week been? Has it lived up to your expectations? What are your expectations when it comes to men, romance, the relationship you want? I mean, think about it. How much easier would your relationship be if you could make a man infatuated and devoted to you? How much nicer would it be if you were able to get him to really commit his heart to your relationship instead of one foot in, one foot out, always looking like he's waiting for a better opportunity, never seeing what you have to offer him, never seeing that you're the right woman for him? Wouldn't it be great if you could just get him to open his heart to you? And I'm talking about speaking his language of needs and secret desires that he holds inside and hides from you. Today, we're going to talk about what men want. I'm going to give you five reasons that a guy will commit to you. That is, will commit to you, not won't commit to you. I'm going to help you out by exposing what it is he really wants, what all men really want at heart. Let's go through the five reasons a man will commit to you or your relationship. Learn them, know them. What men want, get him to commit his heart. Number one, a solid foundation. No, that's not a clever way of saying round hips. A solid foundation. Sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Well, although you really can finally stop worrying about the size of your hips, men don't care about them, like most women think. He wants you to have real character. You have to be a mature woman that's all grown up. Plain and simple. It's what you expect of him, right? That he's grown up, big boy. Well, you'd be shocked to find out how many wannabe women we men end up dating when we're looking for the real deal. Character is not really emphasized in women these days, at least not as a desirable trait. In fact, I know that it never has been, really. Probably because most guys make their buying decision based on appearances, right? On the looks. But then these men rush to do a trade-in if they find out that you've got one of these traits. Bitchy, mean. No, ladies, men do not like bitches. Maybe a gold digger. If you're eyeing his wallet more than him, he smells it. Dishonest, disloyal. Well, that one speaks for itself. Selfish or entitled. Well, if it's all about you, he's going to wonder if he'll ever be a priority to you. Or superficial. It's not a good quality or trait either. If you have no depth, he will get bored. Manipulative. Oh, men hate being played like that. And I'm sure we could go on and on about these qualities, these particular traits. The point is that you have to be a good person if you want a man to invest in you over the rest of your lives together. He wants in you what you want in him. Character is nothing about your appearance. It's everything to do with the hard stuff of being a good person. Men want a woman that is investing just as much time and energy into her makeup and her hair and her clothes as she is in her quality of thinking and being in the world. So skip your makeup and hair and just come over and hang out with him in sweats and a t-shirt. If you can't be with him on that level, your long-term relationship will not have a solid foundation. I've known many women who simply can't exist with men unless they're putting on this pretense. All right, what men want. Make him commit to you. Number two, respect. Look, you know who might have sung about this particular trait, but you really didn't understand how incredibly important this is to men. We live in a world that pays very little respect to men. Shockingly little. The modern media is in the middle of a feeding frenzy. Lots of men misbehave. Yes, they do. But here's the kicker. Just as many women do. Women are just a hell of a lot smarter about keeping their misconduct off of the radar. Most men are good men. Most women are good women. But that makes for boring news, boring social media, boring advertisements, and boring magazine covers. So we get the vapid and revolting shoved in our face every single day. Respect is really the number one thing that a man wants. I snuck it in here as number two because, well, golden diamonds always need to be discovered, never thrown around casually. Respect him and respect yourself. Talk only about him in the highest regard. If you can't do that, it's likely you made a really bad choice in a man. So don't make it his problem that you are still choosing to be in that dead-end relationship. Leave. Find the man you can get behind and support. And respect. By the way, do yourself a favor this week. Do a social media audit on yourself. Are you proud of everything you post out there on the internet? Are you presenting yourself online the way you would in person? Are your words representing the highest and most noble part of you? Remember, the internet is that place. It's the place where everything you say is available 24/7 for him to Google and find. Yep, that's right. It is. It's out there. And it's probably going to be there long after you're gone. What men want? Get a man to give you his heart, number three, lots o' lovin'. Look, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that guys like a lot of physical affection, both sexual and non-sexual. The mistake many women make is thinking that it's purely sexual for him. He needs more petting than a two-week-old kitten. The mistake usually happens when a woman is feeling insecure and she holds back on displaying her affections for him out of a need to see the proof of how he feels. So she holds back on the attention and he starves. And a love-starved man isn't going to feel generous with his love. He's more likely to hold himself back. Men are brought up receiving much less physical affection than women get. And men are socialized to not show as much physical affection, which kind of leaves us stuck in a double bind. So help break us out of our self-imposed prison cells. If you've ever touched a man on the arm and seen how his posture straightens up and how he responds to this, you're going to know what I'm saying is 100%, 1,000% true. And when it comes to sex, there's no such thing as too much for either of you, okay? Men feel loved when they feel their woman wants him and enjoys him sexually. Let me say that again. It's important. Men feel loved when they feel that their woman wants him and enjoys him sexually. Yes, for those of you familiar with the love languages, physical touch combined with acts of service is a winning formula for love for a guy. In fact, if you're dating a man that doesn't enjoy physical affection, that's something for you to take a serious look at. He may be blocked in that part of his experience. All right, what men want, why he will settle down. Number four, fun time girl. Men want that woman that's playful and fun. This is what I call the big kahuna in a lot of ways. You see, if you're playful and fun with a guy, that is a meta signal to him. It tells him you've probably got a lot of other stuff he wants, like respect, intelligence, and the last reason I've got coming up for you, number five, I'm not going to give it up yet. In other words, it's hard to be fun and playful and be a bitch. They just don't mix all that well. They're pretty much incompatible. And thankfully, very easy for a guy to spot. We can smell uptight a mile away. And that's why this is one of the top things we men look for when we're dating. It tells us so much about you in so little time. We men do understand that the physical stuff can only go so far. After that exciting first few weeks in bed gets to be a little bit more routine, we know we want our girl buddy to be there the rest of the time. So show him that you're genuinely fun and not so structured. Let go of your need to cement the relationship long enough just to show him a fun time. It will go a long way. What men want? Make him make a commitment, number five, feverish desire. Guys want to feel like they've got a hot property. You don't need to be a supermodel, not by a stretch. News to the ladies out there, most guys don't find those women attractive. We don't find supermodels all that attractive. They're actually malnourished and angry looking most of the time. We want a woman that we can feel a real heat for, just feel really hot for, and that means in so many ways. We want to want you, not just wear you on our arm. We love it when you challenge us because our desire will make us gladly jump through your hoops. Look, men aren't afraid of commitment. This is one of the biggest myths that so many women buy into. It literally makes me cringe when I hear women talking about men's fear of commitment as if it's the real reason he isn't walking down the aisle with you. Commitment phobia is the smokescreen that guys gladly hide behind when they just don't want to tell you that they're just not that into you. Okay? That's what it is. Where a woman will take a guy on as a project, a fixer-upper, when a man smells a personality flaw, a deep one in a woman, he won't try to change you like that. He'll just move on. He won't care what reason you're left with as long as he can make his escape. And he will gladly let you believe it was his commitment phobia as a get out of jail free card. That's right. women, I think, have really latched on to this because it's easy to believe that it's all his fault. So if you want to get rid of this smokescreen in your love life once and for all, you have to know how to get him to commit to you by not trying to get him to commit to you. It sounds like a mind game, but it's actually not. Life flows for you when you know how to tap into the natural energy of love that permeates the world. Men will want you and chase you. So stop running around in confusion, the kind of confusion that keeps you in mediocre and unfulfilling relationships. You deserve to get the very best of what love has to offer you. Imagine just for a second if you were both chasing each other down to propose. Imagine you were both so hot and heavy for each other that you just couldn't stand to be apart. Him calling you up just to tell you that he can't get you out of his mind. If you want to know the secret of what makes men commit, I've got a great article for you to go read. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment report. All run together, one big word, commitment report. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment report. It's a powerful article that's going to tell you what men really look for to make that commitment. And you'll never have to wonder again about what men want. Go on over there and read it, and I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/commitment report. I'll be talking again next week. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.